That's right, summer theater season, the Clinton Area Showboat Theater. Matthew Teague Miller and guests with us this morning. We'll get to them. Welcome to the show, Matthew. Once again, this is your fourth year here.
Fourth year.
So fourth year. Is this year the best year ever?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I feel like...
I say that every year, and you say the same thing every year.
It feels like it's going to be a tremendous year. I mean, starting right out of the gate with Jesus Christ Superstar and it opening tonight. I mean, rehearsal last night, I had goosebumps the entire time. It's an extraordinary piece of theater. I just cannot wait to share it with an audience tonight.
Well, you ask your actors, too. Obviously, such a well-known production, been around for years. Is that harder to direct and manage than a show maybe people aren't familiar with?
Something we talked about yesterday, actually, is that I feel there's, I don't want to say pressure, but I feel a responsibility. That's the word I'm searching for. I feel a responsibility to tell this story with respect and... because it is a story that means so much to so many people, and people who come to see the show deserve our full focus and respect for the project, and we've been doing that, and I think it's really paying off. But it's that part of this, the epic nature of this particular production, that I don't want to say it's intimidating, but it definitely I feel a responsibility.
How do you carry that off? How do you do that as a director?
Well, I didn't approach the show any differently than a different show. But it was something that I wanted to remind myself from time to time. I mean, we're always trying to do our best work. We're also we want to make sure that we're being creative and being artists in the process. So with this production, you know, the lens that we're looking at it through, when the original production was done in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, it was a melding of the world of then and the historic world that the play was based in, the story is based in. We try to look at it through a new lens, and that's a melding of today's world, which is different than 1970, right? And the world of the historic world that the play is set, the story is set. And that allowed us to, that decision happened early on, and it allowed us from the very beginning to look at it with a fresh set of eyes. And with those fresh set of eyes, I believe has come a really exciting new take on this important story.
Obviously, many people maybe have not seen it on the stage, yeah. Saw it on TV.
Yeah, sure.
Not just weeks ago.
Yeah.
Does that also make it, people expect, they see it on TV, they expect all the things that you get with the TV production. It may be a little bit different than a stage production.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to take that. You have to eliminate that from your head. I mean, in comparisons to other projects, other productions of a show, I think that's always a danger. Whether it's the original, you're directing Les Mis, and it's, you know, you're comparing yourself to the turntable and the huge barricade that came on, and your production can't do that, or whatever. You sort of early on as an artist have to teach yourself not to do that. It was fun for me because we were in the midst of the design process when the television broadcast happened, and it was also a different kind of fresh take, and I thought it was an exciting experiment in the same way that ours is. But we don't have John Legend playing Jesus. I think we have a better Jesus, frankly. I think our Jesus is blowing John Legend out of the water, and I'm not just saying that for publicity's sake.
You're going to put some pressure on him in a couple of minutes.
No, he can take it. I mean, what's more pressure than playing one of the most iconic characters people in history? You know, I mean, he's already living in this pressure, and he's absolutely living up to the challenge. So, I mean, that was a fun thing to do. I think, there were some things that they did differently than us. We are being innovative in a different way because we don't have a $1 million budget, and that forces us to be creative. But something that I really deeply believe is that our design team with this production has outdone themselves. The lighting design, the set design, the costume design, the sound design it's taking what we've been doing at the Showboat to a whole new level. I mean, it is really incredible.
I guess you prompted another question before we talk to them.
Yeah.
all this stuff, does that set some expectations for the rest of the season? You talk about all that being such an innovative thing. Does now you do that, then does that put some expectations for the rest of the year?
We'll see. I mean, we're following this up with Disney's The Little Mermaid. Talk about a spectacle, right? So that we're going to need to be innovative in a whole new way. I got to take it, you know, there's that old story about how do you eat an elephant? It's bite, bite, bite. You can't be overwhelmed by the whole project. And I think we've had to do that a little bit with this show and taking it bite, 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 one step at a time. That's going to be a big show. I mean, Cabaret, which is we're taking a new take on Cabaret. It's going to be a very different Cabaret than people have seen in the past. That too is a giant project. I mean, and then this Oliver is also an enormous thing. And then in a different way, Tuesdays with Maury is totally intimidating. You got two actors going to very important emotional places and telling the story in an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, all of these projects are intimidating, but if we think about the whole season in our preparation, it can be overwhelming. So you just got to do it one at a time. And this one, I think, is this first bite, we're nailing it.
All right. Yeah. Okay, tell us who you brought in today.
Awesome. Yeah, I brought in two actors today. Nick Drake, who is playing Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar. Ben Charrington, who is playing Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Hey, Nick, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Nick.
I'm Nick Drake. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm currently going to be a rising junior at Baldwin Wallace University, which is in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm here to play Judas, and I'm super excited.
What, when you auditioned for Matthew, is that the role you wanted? Obviously, you know what the season is in the showboat.
Yes.
Was that kind of one of the things, I want that role?
Absolutely. I always said, the first time I heard Heaven on Their Minds, I was like, I want to sing that. And then reading into it, I was like, I need to play Judas someday. And luckily, Maddie came through and is doing Jesus Christ Superstar at the Showboat. And I remember him coming to my campus and auditioning my school. I was like, yeah, I really want Judas, and I hope I get called back for Judas. And then, lucky enough, I got it. So, yeah.
What got you into this acting thing?
This is my favorite story, actually, to tell. So every year at my elementary school, we do an auction. The sixth graders do an auction. And so they have to help out with, like, the dinner and, like, help with the auction. But every year, the sixth graders have to put on a performance. And this year, they picked a chorus line. And they wanted someone to sing the solo for a chorus line, What I Did for Love, which then became my first audition song ever. And then they told me to audition for the Muni, which is in St. Louis. And I auditioned as a kid, and then I started working at the Muni for 7 years.
And then, there you go.
And there I go.
A sixth grade production of a chorus line.
No, it was literally, we just had to do one from a chorus line and do a dance. And then after the dance, I had to sing Kiss Today, Goodbye, that song. So, yeah, that's really great.
Have you been? You've been here for a couple weeks.
Yes, and I leave in the next two, and I'm really sad about it.
Just in for the first show.
Yeah.
What's after that? You got other shows you're going to do this summer?
Yeah, I'm going to do Paul and Kiss Me, Kate at Forest Park Playhouse in New York.
Oh, head out east then.
Yeah.
Nick spent the summer last year at Timberlake, so right, our next door neighbors, and actually came to see a couple of shows at the Showboat.
Okay, so you're familiar with the Showboat then?
Yeah, absolutely. Footloose and Newsies is the shows I saw here, and I was like, yeah, so much fun here.
Ben, tell about how you ended up at the Showboat.
Yeah, I'm Ben Charrington. I am from the Northern Virginia area. I'm a rising junior at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh. And I ended up here just through, you know, some connections and doing some of my favorite shows. I'm here all summer.
Yeah. Obviously, you played Jesus. So was that the role you wanted in this show?
Yeah.
When you had a chance to audition, is that one of your dream roles?
Oh, yeah. I've played it once before. So I was like, all right, I know what I'm getting myself into here. I've got to really buckle down. But so far, it's been super rewarding. I'm excited for people to get a chance to see it.
How'd you get into the acting thing? Elementary school, sixth grade? Like
elementary school, I just wanted to do a Star Wars movie. Mm. And so I figured, you know, I didn't really have the resources at the time, so I figured the next best thing would be to do Seussical at my elementary school.
<It's> my favorite.
And I just kept going from there.
Playing Jesus, how was that? We were talking with Matthew earlier. and even Judas too, says iconic roles. I mean, they've been done how many times by how many different people?
Yeah.
And you've even done Jesus once. How do you do that? Is this one different than the one before? How do you approach that?
It's so different. And you know, I think kind of a blessing and a curse of this show is that, you know, being written as an album, there aren't really stage directions. You know, there's not really a set way that, you know, oh, this is how this show goes. You know, move here on this line or do this on this line. It's very, you know, open to interpretation in that way. So I feel like inherently every production is super, super different.
Nick, what about you? Says obviously the role is well known.
Yeah, it's hard to... It was hard at first to realize that you're playing someone who kind of... did betray the greatest person on earth. But yeah, it's really cool to see how like a concept album, like something that was just for music, can be interpreted for the stage. And I think what Andrew Lloyd Webber did for all of Judas's parts really it just exemplifies so much emotion that he has in Judas and really makes him a person. Even if you didn't see it on stage, you could hear it in the music.
Obviously, he says, we come to the show, there's going to be more than you two on stage. There's a cast of characters.
Yes.
Indeed. Oh, yeah.
How is that to work with all that? Obviously, people would probably expect you two to be the headliners, as it were, or as it is. How is that then working with the rest of the folks on stage?
It has been so much fun. It's a, you know, pretty young cast, you know, mostly between the ages of 18 and 22. So, you know, really just feeling that youthful energy and that, you know, sense of like revolution in this production, you know, being that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote the show when he was not much older than we are now. Mm-hmm. So it really has that, you know, youthful energy in the room, which is really exciting.
And they were, the people in the Bible were around our age too. So like, maybe older, around our age too, and like we have that energy that they have.
It was a youthful movement. We talked a lot about comparisons in today's youthful movements and what that, how those and things like, feel.
And I think it's just so much fun to have so many talented people that's around you to really make something happen and like really change people's lives in the theater. And like I think coming to see the show, you're going to see how great of an energy this cast is and like everybody in this cast is.
Now, Ben's been in it before, Nick. You haven't. So
no.
How do you take on that role? He said it's different than he played it before.
Yeah.
You're starting from not having
it. Yeah. It really hit me by storm, especially the first week here. I was like, wow, I have to really buckle down and get into this. And then... luckily we have Maddie here to help me through that, but like it was really hard to really, from my own practicing before this and rehearsal before this, to like really getting into it, because I was like, oh, we're really doing this now. Like, and so but it's been the best challenge I've ever had to take in, have ever had the chance to take.
And to echo what he's saying, too, I mean, part of the idea behind our production is that this is Judas telling this story, right? And that's really in the text. And because of that, he barely leaves the stage. It's a two-hour musical. He steps off stage just a handful of times.
One time.
I thought it was two. But yeah. Well, intermission. So two, including intermission. So that's intense. I mean, he never checks out. He's always engaged because he is the one telling the story. So,
and it's very helpful for my song, for any time I sing and any time I have to speak on stage, to watch what happens and like to see it through Judas's eyes.
Now, see, you had, I assume, dress rehearsal last night?
Yep, well, yeah. Two yesterday, actually.
Oh, two yesterday. Yeah. You haven't done this before a full house yet.
I think when we have an audience tonight, it's going to be just... I don't even know what the word is. Just so powerful.
Yeah.
Especially just being able to connect to the audience in such an intimate space.
You've all done plays in front of audiences before. Is it different doing a show, you know, summertime? This is is it different than your college productions?
Absolutely.
Or have you done other summertime productions, so you're a little familiar with that?
I think so. I think that, I think college, I mean, you have a lot more time to put on a show in college. And like my school, we rehearsed for like 3 months on a show. And here you only have 2 weeks to put it up. So, like, you really have to really focus on what you're doing and really learn. And this is not only as it's good for your resume, but just great educational-wise. So you memorize things and learn things in such a short span of time.
Then one of you says, you've played this role before, but you said this is different. Is that hard to do since you keep going back to the old... first interpretation.
Yeah, it started that way a little bit. I think, you know, in that way it was kind of a blessing to have such a quick process. You know, it really kind of forced us to just dive in and make choices and, you know, really see the people that I'm on stage with now, like, as the people that they are and, you know, trying to, you know, not erase what I did before because it taught me a lot, but to, you know, make sure that what I'm doing now is completely staying present with the people that are here and, you know, the staging and the lights and everything, to not try to recreate that performance, but still be inspired by
these,
it.
These two guys are really open actors too. I mean, I'll give them a note and I can see them processing it. And sometimes that processing, you know, takes a second, but they're always open to new ideas and new takes. And, you know, I'll throw something at them I gave them a note last night. We don't need to go into it now, but I was like, tomorrow night, try this. And they both went, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're really wonderful in that regard. So Ben is not in any way, as far as I can tell, reproducing anything he's done before.
Honestly, now, you're directing this show.
I am.
Are you... You got other directors?
I'll be doing Cabaret. Yeah. So this is the other show I'll be directing this summer. And like I said, we're looking at it through kind of a new lens. It's going to be very different than the Cabaret that we did 12 years ago at the Showboat. So it'll be fun to share that with our audience.
What's the rest of the season stack up as directors? You got other folks coming in to help you out?
Totally. I mean, up next we've got Disney's The Little Mermaid. Jacob Brent, who directed and choreographed last year's hit production of Footloose, will be coming in to stage that show. He's an awesome guy. He's a great choreographer. He's a great director. He's super fun to have. And then obviously he did a hit production for us last year, so we're lucky to have him back. And he's a big Disney fan. So when I was trying to decide who would be directing what, he's like, he literally used to have a Disney podcast at one point in his life. So like he's in it, and so that'll be fun. Lara Tankoff, who has been running the deckhand program the last year, she also directed 39 Steps for us last year. She'll be back. And then my favorite director of all, Jamie Whitt Miller, my wife, for those of you out there that don't know who it is, she's directing Tuesdays with Maury. She directed the opening production year before last when I was Oscar in The Odd Couple. She directed with me, the most high maintenance actor of all. So she can do that. She can do anything.
You didn't know that, did you?
No. She's a great director.
Probably not kidding, guys. Yeah. I think I've heard stories from her about
how I grew a mustache, so that was cool.
What about the show? What do you think? Anything else you want to tell us about your character in the show? What did you think of it? You stepped in 2 weeks. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I.
Of course, you knew all the music, so you're ready.
Come see it. It's totally different from any other superstar, mm-hmm. just because you'll ever see.
Now, so you've been in it. Did you watch it? Did you?
I grew up with not liking it as a kid. Like, I was like, what is this show? I don't really want to get into it. And then I remember seeing it at the Tony Awards and be like, oh, this is so much fun to rock to. Yeah. And then, I heard Heaven on Their Minds one time and I was like, yeah, I need to really look into the show. And
when he sings Jesus Christ Superstar, the title song, you know, it's about 10 minutes left in the show, it will stop the show. I mean, this number is amazing. Dave, I'm not just saying it. It's like watching Bruno Mars in a 200-seat theater. It is absolutely fantastic. So just wait.
Just wait?
Just wait.
Yeah, is there anything else? Of course, you got the summer camp coming up and all that.
Summer camp.
The Showboat.
Opening Follies on Tuesday night at 7:30. So it's a great way. It's a relaxed sort of fun environment where you can meet the professional company for the year up close and personal in the lobby after the show to reception. So that's Tuesday. You know, check the website for our TYA series, our Theater for Young Audience series. We've got two shows we're doing for this summer, Shrek and Dear Edwina. We're starting a hashtag this year. It's a hashtag. Summertime is Showboat time, because it really doesn't feel like it's summer until the city of Clinton Showboat has professional theater. It's long. You're right. It is long, but we thought it really exemplified the way that this community rallies around the showboat in the summer. Mm-hmm. So summer's officially begun tonight because we're opening our first show in the professional season on the City of Clinton Showboat.
Well, thanks, Matthew, Nick, Ben, coming in today on our show for Jesus Christ Superstar, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it. Yes. Thanks, Dave.